from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's our winter look ahead, 2012. This is Sleigh Bells. Ever thought Sleigh Bells would do a waltz? It is a waltz. I welcome Ann Powers in Alabama. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Stephen Thompson here in whatever we are.
We're in a here in non-Alabama.
Non-Alabama, Washington, D.C. And Jacob Gans, who's picked Sleigh Bells. Tell us about this. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, this is the first cut from the second Sleigh Bells record, Rain of Fire. It sounds like Rain of Fire right there. The song is called Born to Lose. What can you say? The first new Sleigh Bells song in a couple of years hits the internet. It's really exciting.
Yeah,
it feels awesome.
I'm so happy. You know, they had different directions they could go in, and one of them was a little more accessible than another. And I think they chose the one that just is lovable, totally lovable and fierce.
It's weird that that's lovable. That's like gunshots and flamethrowers.
A mighty thump.
Yes. Alrighty. So what we're doing today is we looked at a lot of new releases that are coming out between the beginning of winter and the end of winter, and things we can get permission for, things we can get advances for. We each picked three. There are four of us, so there's going to be 12 for 2012. How about next we go to Stephen Thompson?
All right. Now, I know what you're saying, that this year, this 2012 year we're talking about, it's still young, right? Seeing as how it hasn't technically started yet. So I've set my little placeholder for my album of the year, and now everything I listen to will be trying to knock it off. Yes?
I like that you're so cool and measured. That's my favorite quality about you.
put no sort of freaked out emotions into any of this stuff.
Yeah, always a skeptic.
Exactly.
What do you got?
always a skeptic. A band I've talked about on the show before that I just love, Shearwater. They made this fascinating trilogy of albums, and now they're kind of freed of that, and they're just becoming this still arty but just very accomplished and powerful rock band. The album that's coming out February 14th is Animal Joy, and the song we're going to play is Animal Life.
Chasing down an anodyne and half a
off mic, Jacob was sort of like, wow, he sounds like Richard Thompson. And
there is that. Yeah.
I think there's a lot to that, and I think it's probably one of the reasons that I love this band so much.
I've never heard that before. Yeah, I mean, he's got a little bit more power maybe in his voice than I've heard before.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a little bit of a... Shearwater is a little bit of a divisive band where you either really hook into that big kind of grandiose voice or it seems a little strident. And for me... It's the whole thing just has this there's a warmth in the build of these songs that you know, it's, I just find them really grand and powerful. And it's also listening through to this record, you all the way through, you're thinking, I can't wait to hear this live.
Shearwater Animal Joy, when's that come out?
February 14th. Excellent. Just in listening to these songs about animals and whatever, just in time for Valentine's Day.
And Powers, what do you have?
Well, I have another kind of epic project. It's the new album from Stu and the Negro Problem, and it's called Making It. Their first record after taking Broadway by storm with the play Passing Strange. And this song, a happy little ditty called Love is a Cult.
Devotion. Love is a picnic, ice cream and balloons, candlelit evenings and lazy afternoons. And love is a cult. Crap. And love is a cult.
Love is a cult. The album's called Making It. When's this come out, Anne?
January 24th. And it's, I think of this as Generation X's Shoot Out the Lights. You know, speaking of Richard Thompson, the great Richard and Linda Thompson album that came out after they broke up. This is a breakup album with a frisson of alienation and a lot of great arrangements.
You can also hear how they, you know, how they were able to translate their music to Broadway. You know, that there
it's
is
true.
A sort of there is a sort of theatrical quality to his songwriting, and you know,
there's definitely a spotlight on her as she sings that song.
Yes.
There's some killer duets too where they're just like, I stopped believing in you, you stopped believing in me. It's more of that happy winter music.
Again, happy
music.
Valentine's Day,
happy
everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Let's see what I can do to bring us down a little more. Now, let's lift us up. I'm going to do a song by a fellow who I've been trying to scream at the world, listen to Adam Arkaragi, please.
Howling into the void.
Yeah, it is kind of that way. But Adam's music, I saw him at South by Southwest, and he's got this gospel uplifting feel to him, and he really had, the last time I saw him, just had the crowd singing songs they never had heard before, and I love that about him. He's got a record coming out called Like a Fire That Consumes All Before It, and this one's called The Well.
Molly, 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 they threw yo wishes in the well. Molly, 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 they put yo wishes in the well. And the steel ghost of the Nazarene, with the full dress of disquiet, another day where your winning wishing be.
He's got a fabulous band too. If you can't already hear it, the pedal steel player, the drumming. I think he refers to his music as death gospel.
He's another one who you hear it and you just think, oh man, live.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That was my first thought too.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
but
him
I
again.
But I love the record.
Oh, good. Too. Good. I'm so glad.
It's not just Bob.
Yeah. Right.
My kind of thing.
Can I come over and listen to it with somebody else?
I just picture Bob and Anne at an Arkaragi concert, and there's just the two of them, and each of them is holding a single rose.
Now. We can tweet to each other about it as we listen.
No, he's fantastic.
Another a Valentine's Day record. It comes out on the 14th.
Nice. And what's the title of that record?
The title of the record is like A Fire That Consumes All Before It.
That's a very Valentine's Day title.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where can we go?
All right, I'll bring us down next.
Oh, great. He kicks us off with sleigh bells, and then he's going to pound us into the ground.
Everything from there is downhill. It's true. Not downhill in terms of quality, just tempo, perhaps. The next thing we're going to play is a song from the first solo record by Craig Finn, who's well-known as the lead singer of the Hold Steady. I have to say, after listening to this record, I'm maybe a little bit worried about Craig Finn. It's a really sad record. It feels like
he lost all his buddies. His band is gone. No, they're not broken up.
It sounds like he spent a lot of time alone. That he's this song is called Rented Rooms. It's about
spending time by yourself.
Yeah,
intervention.
Exactly. It's also one of the things that I like about this is that it's a different sound from the Hold Steady. I feel like Craig Finn has taught us how to listen to Craig Finn over the past decade. He's got an unconventional voice, and he's done a good job of sort of instructing us in the way to understand him. And this is a little bit of a different feel. It's much more singer songwriterly.
Just kind of living in a rented room. And I've been trying to stop obsessing you. There really isn't all that much to do. When you're living in a rented room, playing records in a rented room, hotter than hell in the bark at the moon. Certain things they get really hard to do. When you're living in a rented room, I've been thinking about the things we did, the things we talked about, and the lives that we lived. When things got bad, we would just drink and sit. When things were still good, we would dance. Started coming here 2 years ago. They play the right kind of rock and roll. The drinks are cheap and they leave you alone. Go downstairs and have a drink or two. She used to take.
Call 1-800 Hold Craig. And the, I like it, but you're right. Intervention time, indeed.
Craig Finn is a person who I feel like is maybe... This feels like a little bit like a third act for him, for someone who maybe even had an unlikely second act. Right. Lifter Puller was a cult band. When Hold Steady came out, they were tagged as a bar band in an era of essentially dance bands coming out of New York in the early part of the last decade. This feels like a bar band of a second sort. It feels like the record that, you know, like if he had completely disappeared after Lifter Puller and somebody spotted him like, boozing it up in the corner of a, exactly, yeah, of some you know, hotel bar in Southern California. Like this is the kind of music that he'd be playing.
Well, I do think it's interesting, you know, as we listen to these songs cumulatively and we're kind of sitting here like, you know, kind of slowly sipping, you know, figurative drinks, that these are winter albums and that you know, this is a 2012 look ahead. You know, we're not talking about the, you know, some gigantic dance pop record that's coming out in August, you know, or June. You know, a lot of this stuff is coming out in January and February and March. In part, that's a very strong kind of indie rock time to release records, but it's also when you sort of put out some more contemplative stuff.
Yeah.
And it's also a lot of, you know, indie veterans who have honed their craft over many years and not, I feel like for Craig Finn, this is almost like his first Leonard Cohen album. Leonard Cohen has an album coming out this season too, and I love that. I think it's a progression. I'm not sad for Craig. I'm happy for him.
I will say that the first track off that Leonard Cohen record makes the Craig Finn record sound like Andrew WK.
It's very true.
What do you have, Stephen?
All right, I've got something a little. It's still moody, but it's stormy. The return of one of my favorite bands, really of all time, an Australian trio called Dirty Three, and instrumental group, guitar, drums, and violin, where all three parts of the band have sort of equal weight and equal importance. Even when the violin is kind of, in effect, singing lead, it's surrounded by this instantly recognizable guitar sound and this unbelievably recognizable drum sound, where the drums are playing out these patterns that don't seem to match the song until you realize that they match the song perfectly. The drummer is Jim White, the guitarist is Mick Turner, the violinist is Warren Ellis, who has been spending the last 7 years playing with Nick Cave. And so hearing a new Dirty Three record for me as a mope is very, very exciting. It's hard almost to excerpt a record like this because it's not really a series of moments so much as, you know, sort of setting up this overall tone of sort of welling up. The album is called Toward the Low Sun. The band is Dirty Three, and the song we're going to play is called That Was.
Record comes out when?
February 21st.
Excellent. Ann Powers, what do you have?
Well, speaking of absolute favorite, beloved, my heart beats faster when I think of them kind of artists, Imperial Teen. Imperial Teen, one of my favorite bands of all time. I love them so much. Two boys, two girls, two men, two women, changing off instruments, making bubblegum pop that has the darkest center. Mm-hmm. It's just, I love them so. Here's a track from the new Imperial Teen record out January 31st called Feel the Sound, and this is called Out From Inside.
Imperial Teen songs out from inside, and here's what we'll do. We'll put these songs online for you to hear, so if you're wondering why we're fading them, I'd like to get to as many things as we can in the show, and we'll put as many of these songs online as possible. Many of these come out, you know, 5, 6, 8 weeks from now, so we'll do what we can.
And I'm really glad you played that. I've always heard people talk about Imperial Teen, and I've never really been able to get into them. I think I'm maybe a little young for that band.
Oh, ouch.
Yes, they are.
Because I'm sitting
adults.
Here thinking, I love Imperial Teen.
No, I mean, I feel like it's a flaw of my own youth. I'm totally looking forward to hearing more of that record.
I would say it's also a flaw in your character.
That's probably
absolutely.
But I mean, I think Imperial Teen is just this wonderful kind of Island of Misfit Toys kind of band too. Where
exactly.
I think they're enormously embracing, and it's just. I felt like they were making being a weird outcast cool, like decades before Lady Gaga did.
Even 16 though years.
Yeah, even though
They've
it's
been
obviously
together 16 years.
Yeah, even though it's obviously a completely different sound. And Roddy Bottom, one of the sort of front people, was in Faith No More, and so
right.
You know, they were kind of constantly subverting expectations, you know, right out of the gate.
Actually, also, I just have to say, the drummer for this band, speaking of drummers, Lynn Truelle, I've been watching her play drums for 20 years. She was a punk drummer in San Francisco when I was just a kid. And Jacob, if you want to love this band, go see them live, because there's nothing like watching this beautiful woman who looks like, you know, a European milkmaid just pounding the hell out of her drum kit.
All right, sold.
For no reason at all, I have a number of pieces that are gospel related. You heard the Adam Akaraji at the beginning, very uplifting gospel. This is a down-tempo gospel. This is music from the late Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden. They did a record back in about 1995, which was a beautiful spiritual record. I used an awful lot on All Things Considered. This is just a beautiful record called Come Sunday. It comes out at the top of January. The song we're going to play is called Going Home. Thank you. Hank Jones was about 91 years old. He recorded this just before he died. I don't know how you play piano at 91 like that.
It's really beautiful.
It's just gorgeous. I'm just sitting here like getting completely lost. And frankly, I have nothing left to say to any of you people.
Back to Hank and Charlie.
Yay. It's a perfect winter record, too. Yes. I just want to sit by the window, drinking tea.
It's a nice way to sort of wean yourself off of the Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown Christmas record. Totally.
And it has, you know, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen on it. It has a little bit of that, but also it has folk songs as well.
That's gorgeous.
We should note, too, that song, the melody from that song is lifted from Dvorak's Ninth Symphony.
I was actually going bonkers trying to place, if you saw me occasionally lift my eyes up, like, where was
that? As Tom Heisinger is our classical expert in the office yesterday, poked his head up from his cubicle and was like, "That's Dvorak."
I'm Ninth Symphony, third movement.
I never would have guessed the composer or the movement or the symphony, but I was like, I think I've heard that.
Let's start taking us up and then lift us out of here. We're doing the music of 2012, new releases that come out at the beginning of the year here. I'm with Stephen Thompson, Jacob Gans, and Ann Powers. We're coming into our last round of choices. Stephen Thompson, slowly lift us up, and let's go out on some energy as we get to our final pick will be from Jacob.
If there's one man who's well-positioned to increase the energy level by 5% from the incredibly quiet piano musings of Hank Jones, it's Stephen Thompson picking Sharon Van Etten. So, you know, Robin Hilton is still out, and so I feel like I need to rep for him. Robin and I have sort of had an ongoing love off to determine which one of us, which I don't know, it sounds dirtier than it is, over how much we adore the music of Sharon Van Etten.
I love her too. I love Sharon Van Etten just as much as you do. Girls can love Sharon Van Etten too. I just have to add that.
I agree that it is certainly possible for that to be the case, but I don't think anyone can love her more than me and Robin. Sorry. What I love about the trajectory of her career is she's injecting more and more energy in her stuff. The album is called Tramp, a nice provocative title, coming out February 7th, and this song is called Serpents.
Steven.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
God. Yeah.
Great. I'm so glad you chose it because it also connects with an album I almost chose, which is the new Heartless Bastards record, which comes out on Valentine's Day. Two incredibly distinct female voices that kick it, you know?
Very, very different artists, but yeah, just, man, both great.
I want to play something from another artist who's got usually does very down-tempo music, Laura Gibson, and this time has made a record very upbeat, very different. She's recorded some with Joey Burns of Calexico, some of members of the Dodos, the Decembrists, and a new record comes out on a new label for her, Barsuk. And let me play the title track for you. If you know Laura's music, you know how different this is, but you can hear it, the essence, that unique voice of hers. The record's called The Grand, and here's a cut called The Grand. Really cool sounds on this record, right?
It's yeah. Great drums.
Very three-dimensional, which, you know, you think of her as just a totally quiet performer, but I just love that she's finding new ways to make that sound different.
Laura Gibson, let's go to Ann Powers, your last pick.
Well, I'm so excited because I think I found the perfect duet partner for Laura Gibson. Jake Smith.
She'll be happy to know that.
Laura, look. So Jake Smith goes by the name The White Buffalo, and he is a singer-songwriter who's been making the rounds in Southern California for a while, toured with Jack Johnson, people like that, and he just has this, I admit, Eddie Vedder-esque burr of a voice, amazing storyteller, and here's a song from him called BB Guns and Dirt Bikes.
We were 10 and 12 and 13. We got BB guns and dirt bikes and heads full of crowded dreams. We always won in the hot suburban sun. We were kings of the West Side track. These new kids over across Slater Street coming on like a heart attack. Mama says, where are you going? When will you be coming home? With my brother and my memory, I'll bring my history home. Soon with kissing with pride through the streets, we would ride over cracks and the dirt and the weeds. We'd best be home by supper time, just a new time to craft a scheme. If you got my back, here's a plan of attack. Listen up if you would, boys, please. We'll hit these buses round midnight and roll off like a band of thieves. Mama says, where are you going? When will you be coming home? With my brother and my memory, I'll bring my history home.
White Buffalo, Laura Gibson, what do you think?
Pair up, you two. The record comes out in February. It doesn't have a solid release date yet, but it's going to be called Once Upon the Time in the West. And check him out on YouTube. He's got tons of stuff. He's a gentle giant of a man, and I kind of fell in love with this guy.
There's so many new records coming out. Some we've heard, you know, the Andrew Bird record's coming out. New Lost in the Trees record will come out.
Ooh.
Yep, we got
some Fanfarlo record we heard bit of, right?
Yeah, there's Magnetic Fields records.
Oh, there's such funny stuff on that record. And they're all songs under 3 minutes. I think the longest song on the record is like 2 minutes, 34 seconds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, he gets
Steven
his ideas
Merritt's
out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damian Jurado, there's a lot of people in the office are kind of squeeing about. Rodrigo y Gabriela, Punch Brothers, Not a Surf, great record.
Kathleen Edwards, produced by Justin Vernon of Bon Iver.
Gift of Gab and Bus Driver for you backpacker rap fans. And there's some great R&B records coming out from Neneka and Michael Kiwanuka. He's a new talent from London. I love him.
Lamb Chop, Speech to Bell, Twilight Sad, Bowerbirds,
School of Seven Bells,
Chieftains.
Yeah, there's a Galactic record that's a Mardi Gras celebration, Brazil and New Orleans. It just jumps.
Yeah, I've heard some of that. You're right.
Steven, are you looking forward to the Lana Del Rey record?
You know, I have decided that I defiantly am.
But Steven, I have an alternative for you. There's an artist called Alex Winston, who is like Lana Del Rey, but funnier and full of life.
Oh, well, I like
check her out.
Both of those things. Alex Winston.
In 2012, we're going to be surprised by bunches of stuff. Artists that haven't put out records in a while. One of them, I was thinking of maybe, what the heck's Jack White doing, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. I think he just... Everybody got really, really accustomed to he would just put something out every 4 months. Like, all of a sudden, here's a Dead Weather record. You didn't know it was coming, right. You know, so.
But now there's no White Stripes. It must be something up his sleeve.
I'm sure that
what do you think, Ann? You got anybody you think?
Well, I mean, I'd love to see the Mythical Dr. Dre record, but he's kind of busy with his headphones business at the moment.
It's the Chinese democracy of hip-hop.
It totally is.
I'm looking forward to hearing what the new Shins record is going to sound like. The new Shins.
A whole new band.
James Mercer and a bunch of other dudes.
I'm pretty sure that record comes out before South by Southwest, so we should have that before winter ends.
Yes.
I am looking forward to the full length from the band I am now legally obligated to mention in everything I do, the Alabama Shakes.
There you go.
Yeah.
We know them before we know them. That's good.
True.
So Jacob's going to take us out. We'll put music online for you to hear, npr.org/allsongs. You can follow All Songs at All Songs, one word. What are you going to take us out on, Jacob?
I'm going to take us out on something a little more upbeat than my previous pick, the Craig Finn pick. Bringing it back up a little bit, it's a Brooklyn duo Chairlift, Patrick Wimberly and Caroline Polachek. Their first record was called Does You Inspire You, and I felt like that was a cute record. It was a very charming record, pretty small. This new record is much, much bigger. Patrick Wimberly, in the time between the first record and the new one, which is called Something, went off and did a bunch of production for other bands, including Das Racist, another Brooklyn group that I have some great affection for. And this record feels a lot bigger. It feels like they have a huge amount of affection for the 80s. And I feel maybe like I hear a little bit of Kate Bush in the way that Caroline Polachek is singing in this, which I know Anne will be happy about.
I'm going to turn
happy.
Up. There's a squeal in Alabama. Thank you, Squeal in Alabama, Ann Powers. good to hear you. And I guess the next time we'll see you will be in March at South by Southwest.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be so much
plans
fun.
Are in form.
That's right.
Yes. Stephen Thompson, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
And Jacob Gans, thanks. Let's go out on...
This is Chairlift's song, Met Before.
From Imperial Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Did I just catch your